Okay, we're on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Ki ha dahu gavra da aishi buchru l'kamei d'rov. The Gemara said that you can shive mum erev yontif and not give the psak till yontif, and that's okay. Just like a person brought a bechor to Rava, a tanya the mala yumatova on erev yontif. Have a Yosef Rava the Kochai Freshi. Rava was shampooing his hair. Dolly Eine v'chazi l'mumei. They picked up his eyes. He looked at the mum. Omer lei zil ha'idn v'sol ha'mocher. So he said, come back tomorrow. Ki yosel ha'mocher. Omer hechi havi uvda. So the next day he asked the Kohen. It was a Kohen who did this, who brought the Bechor. And he asked him exactly what happened. How did he get the mum? Omer lei havi shad yin sari b'hach gisa d'hutza. There was some barley on the other side of the fence. And the animal was on the other side of the fence. And wanted to eat the barley, so it stuck his head through the fence and cut its lip and made a mum. So Omerlei Dilma Adgaramtele, maybe you put the barley on the other side, because the Kohanim were nechsha that they cause mumim in Bechoro, so they'll be able to eat it. Omerlei Lo. He said no, and he brought proof that he didn't do that. And then he was matarit. So even though he saw the mum erev yontif, he knew it was a mum kavua, but he had to find out on yontif whether he caused the mum or not, and then we'd give him a knas that he couldn't eat the bechor. So that's mutar on yontif. So we see from here that if he had caused it, if he had put the barley there, that would have been also for him to do, and Rava would have ushered him from eating the Bechor. The Tanya, Mum lo yebo, ain li ele shelo yebo mum, menayin shelo yigrum lo al yedei dover acher. You might think you're only not allowed to put a mum into a Bechor. How do I know you're not allowed to indirectly cause a Bechor to have a mum? Shelo yavi botzik o dveilo, v'yaniach lo agave hozen, kadesh yavo akelavit lenu. Right, a way of causing a mum, put some dough or a date on the ear of the Bechor, and make a dog come and bite the ear, and make a mum. Talmud Lomar, kol mum. Omar, kol mum. Omar mum, Omar kol mum. It says mum, and it says kol mum. The kol mum comes to tell me even a grum is awesome. Rashi, ha'hu gavra kohen hoya. Dolly eine nosa, he picked up his eye to look at the mum. Hutsa Gedershal Kotsim was a fence made out of thorns. Havishad in Sari Bahav Gisba Hutsa, Saorin Hoy Mushlochim Ever Legether, and there was barley on the other side of this fence, Babachor Hoyal Evrasheni, and the Bechor was on the other side. Uprotel Ishvusei Koras Vasov, so he tore his lips when he put his head through the fence. The Hishnuya Bemumi Habachor, Svaso Shenifkema, Shiva Olam Huniker. Right. Once it's talking about a scar that's going to remain forever in the lip, and that's a mum that's matters of bechor. Ad karam talei midas nosata saorim shom. Maybe you caused it. You put the saorim there. She nechshadetem al bechoros, because kohanim are nechshad that they're going to cause mumim or put mumim in bechoros. Well, I mean, make torah hagadol vayitzia shehut lalav. Not so much because they'll be able to eat it, but we're afraid that because of all the tremendous bother it is to raise a bechor that you can't eat, and money you have to spend on it, right? Because Yisrael ain't a metapel bela shlosha chadoshim and osla kohen. The Yisrael only has metapel with a bechor 3 months. After that, he gives it to the kohen, and the kohen's taking care of it after that. It's a big tircha. So we're afraid that the kohen will be tempted to put a mum in the bechor. Lo yiya korile, lo yahaya. Don't create a mum. Mum lo yebo ainli ella. Right, only if you put it in. Ikos of mum velo kos of kol lo haya lo lesser grama. Ella nesinas mum mamish. Well, achshav omar mum lesser nesinas mum mamish. Well, omar kol mum lesser grama. Okay. Behemish a meso lo yezizenim in koma. An animal that died on yontif is mukta. You can't move it. Umaisa vishalas will be tarfin aleha. And even though the chori you could feed it to the dogs, we'll see 1 second that it's still muktzah. And there was a maisa that they asked Rabbi Tarfon, ala chala shenitmes, chala became tummy on yontif. So what's it called? The coin can't eat it. You can't do anything with it. So v'nichnas l'veis hamedrash yishol v'yomrelo lo yezuzenim mekomam. They asked him about chala that became tummy, Oleho, and an animal that died, and Chala that became Tame, and he said they're both Muktzi, can't touch them. Rashi, Chala, Shenifmeis, Ein Ru'ya LeKohen Ayom. Kohen can't eat it. Chala Tmeya, right? The Havachil, Asura LeOlam. You're never allowed to eat Chala Tmeya. But Bahasaka, L'chor, you're allowed to burn it, Chala Tmeya, like Truma Tmeya. All the teeth of a cow will be on it. Asha. You can give it to a dog, too, Chala Tmeya. Right, belongs to the Kohen, you could feed challah tmeya to an animal, and you can burn it, and use the fuel. Why? De'ein levarin kachim tmeya mina olam b'yontif, afilu adi achilas behema. You're not allowed to get rid of kachim tmeyim on yontif, even if you don't do any malacha, to feed it to an animal is also. Why? The kaimelon, shein sorfim kachim b'yontif. Because halacha is, exeris hakasuv, that you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif. Okay, we learn from Psukim. V'lo tema davka sreifa, mishum da havara shalo v'tzorichu. And you can't, don't say that it's only also to burn kachim, which is a malacha of havara, and it's shalo v'tzorich. So I'm burning kachim. It's not tzorich ochol nefesh. To ha'ein madlikim b'shem and sreifa b'yantim. Because you're not allowed to use truma tmeya to light Shabbos licht on yantim. Why? Havara shalo v'tzorichi. That's havara v'tzorich. You're allowed to light lights on Yontif. That's called Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. Dad Lokas Ner B'Yontif Tzorech Achilahi Umuteres. Afilo Hachi B'Shem and Sreif Alo. Still, you're not allowed to burn Truma Tmeya even with Tzorech Ochol Nefesh. Why? B'Hu Shem and Truma Shenitmeis. Why? The Gzeres HaKosuvi. This is with Rashi Shita. The Gzeres HaKosuv She'ein Kochim Tmeya Mizbarim B'Yontif D'Rachmona Ach Shavei Lahavarason D'Chsi B'Eish Yisarev Hilkach malacha hi. It's considered a malacha. Just the getting rid of kachim, not after through burning, but any way you get rid of it, achshavei. The Torah considered it a malacha, and therefore it's also. So you're not allowed to rashi sheet. You're not allowed to feed it to an animal. You're not allowed to burn it, even if you get hano out of it, because the getting rid of it itself becomes a malacha. So on this they ask, on Rashi Shita, the famous Kasha, which a lot of the Achronim speak about, you're allowed to get rid of chametz if, what's it called, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Right? Obviously you're not allowed to burn it. But you're allowed to be Zora, Leruach, or whatever, flush it down the toilet. The Chorah, since the Torah considered getting rid of chametz, right, a malacha, it's a achshavei, why don't we say the same thing? Just like the Torah said you have to get rid of kachim, and any way they get rid of it is considered a malach on yantif. The chorot chametz should be the same thing. Any way you get rid of it should be awesome. Why should be mutter to get rid of it in a way that's not a regular malach? Okay, there's a lot of differences, and not for now. That's a kasha. Tosis argues on Rashi, and he says the reason that you're not allowed to burn truma tmeya on yantif is only nisav rabbanim. Atu kachim. And what's it called? Even kachim. Kodshim that you could be nehenna from, like shlomim or whatever, is only what's it called, also, the rabbi. Well, kodshim is a gzeris akosim. You can't burn kodshim. And because we're afraid you'll come to burn kodshim, you're not allowed even to burn truma or get rid of it anyway, because we're afraid you'll come to burn kodshim. And the Rashba says, no, since there's a mitzvah to get rid of truma, even if you burn it and are nehenna from it, the ikar reason you're doing it is tzorech gavoa, not tzorech, the what's it called, because the mitzvah is the ikar. So that's osur. And the other things are only the rabbanon atu that. If you feed it to a dog or whatever, we're afraid that you may come to burn it. And burning it is the rice. But Tosus learns that even the burning of truma is only in the rabbanon. Atu kachim. Okay. Lei matznan stamad lokrav shivin. Right, our mission is l'chora, not like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that if an animal was mesukenes before yontif and it died on yontif, that you're allowed to feed it to the dogs. He doesn't hold the muktza. And Rav Yehuda holds that even though it was mesukenes before yontif, but if it died on yontif, you can't feed it to the dogs. So let's say our mishnah goes like Rav Yehuda, not Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, mechatzin es adluyin lefnei abehema v'sanevei lefnei aklovim. You're allowed to cut up pumpkins for a behema, even though it seems to be tircha shelo v'tzorech, because the animal can eat the pumpkin whole. You're still allowed to cut it. And there's a nevela, you're allowed to cut up a nevela for dogs, even if it became a nevela on yontif. It's not mukta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hais in the Veil, Mir of Shabbos, Asura. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, if it was not in the Veil before Shabbos came in, then it's also, it's mukta. Because you didn't have in mind for dogs when Shabbos came in. You had in mind for yourself. And therefore it's mukta. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And Rav Shimon says, no, even though you didn't have in mind specifically for dogs when Shabbos came in, it's not mukta. Mercy of Afil Tame Rav Shimon. Moda Rav Shimon Bali Chaim Shemesu Shasurim. Rav Shimon only was talking over there by Masukenis, an animal that was dying, and you were afraid it was going to die before Yontif or before Shabbos, then we say that you weren't makzit completely from dogs, because you had in mind that if it's going to die, you'll feed it to the dogs. Then it's not mukta. But a perfectly healthy animal, Ben Ashmoshes, even according to Rav Shimon, was not omade for dogs. It was omade only for human beings, and then even Rav Shimon holds that it's mukta. So where it says, Honich lemar bara meimer mishmei de rova domer modahoy rib shimme balichaim shemesu shasurim. That's good according to Mar bara meimer, who said in the name of Rava that Rib Shimon Tak agrees that a healthy animal that died on Shabbos or Yontif is mukta. Because you never had in mind to feed it to dogs when Shabbos came in. Ela lemar bara de Rav Yosef mishmei de rova. But according to Mar bara Rav Yosef, who said in the name of Rava, the Omer Cholukai Rav Shimon Athilu Balechaim Shemesu Shemutarim Ma'ikel Neimer, but according to Mar Bar Rav Yosef, who quoted Rava saying that Rav Shimon holds even by healthy animals that died, they're not mukta. So what are you going to say about the Mishnah? Now our Mishnah Lachora is only according to Rav Yehuda, not according to Rav Shimon. According to Mar Berei De Ameimar, Mar Bar Ameimar. Right, that Rav Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a healthy animal is muktzah. So our Mishnah could be talking about a healthy animal. But if you hold that Rav Shimon holds even by healthy animals are not muktzah, then what's our Mishnah talking about? Where it says Tirguma Ziri Vemus Kodshim. Our Mishnah is talking about an animal that's kodesh, and therefore what's it called? There was no havamina that you were going to feed it to a dog. Because ain't poldens a kodshim lachilim l'klovim. Deka nami ditoni alei ve'alachala shenitme puts it shenitma, it puts it together with chala that became tomi. Ma chala dikdisha af behema dikdisha. Just like the chala is talking about something that's kodesh, mislama the behema we're talking about is also kodshim. So Mar says, ela taima dikdisha. Now we say the other way. So now you brought me a ride talking about an animal that's kodesh. So then, mashma war had the chulin sharia. If it will be chulin, it will be mutter. Hanich lemar breder of Yosef mishmei the rova damer cholakoyer of Shimon af balechaim shemeisu shemutarim shapir. That's why it has to be talking about behemoth kodshim. Because if we'll be talking about chulin, right, then Reb Shimon would hold that it's mutter. Because a regular animal, even if it was healthy, erev Shabbos, is not muktz on Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah has to talk about kodshim. How do we know it's talking about kodshim? Because it's similar to challah. Ela the marbar ar meimar mishmei the rova. The omer moldahoy Reb Shimon balichaim shemesu shasurim. But according to marbar ar meimar, who said that Reb Shimon also holds, even by what's it called, if Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yehuda when it comes to healthy animals, that they're mukta, why is the Mishnah have to be talking about an kodshim? Could be talking about a regular behema. So it's a kasha on marbar ar meimar, maikal ar meimar. It's talking about an animal that was ready to die. Right? It was in danger of dying when Yontif came in. And then Reb Shimon for sure holds that a Mesukenes and Reb Yehuda hold that it's not mukta. So it has to be talking about behemoth kodshim. And then it's not only Reb Shimon who holds that it's mutter, even Reb Yehuda holds it's mutter when it was a Mesukenes. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Osir. Divrei Akol doesn't mean it's... Divrei Akol means a Neymar and a Marber of Yosef. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that that even if it was Mesukenes, Erev Yontif was what you call as Osir. Okay. Rashi. The Balei Chayim. V'esanevei lefnei aklovim. K'shinesnabla b'Shabbos komer. Even if the animal died on Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not Muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds it had to have died before Shabbos not to be mukta. The Balei Chayim, Behema Bria Bein Hashemashos. that if the animal was healthy when Shabbos came in, even Rav Shimon holds that it's muktzah. Shemesu b'yantiv shasurin. The chishar b'sukenes b'yantiv. But Rav Shimon only said it's mutter when the animal was dying erev Shabbos. The daiti alo l'achil l'klov. Then he had in mind that if it'll die, I'll feed it to the clothing. But Rav Yehuda doesn't hold of that. Rav Yehuda holds that it's muktzah. That since it wasn't fit for klovim when Shabbos came in, it was still dying, right? You don't feed a dying animal to klovim. You're still hoping it's going to live. Then it's still muktzah. Unless it died mamish before Shabbos. But behemoth kodshim, shasura bahanoah, right? Behemoth kodshim is also bahanoah. So you can't feed it to a dog. The tuna kfura has to be buried. Ve'enem niftes, the boy hamod of arocha. And you can't redeem it because you don't redeem a dead animal. You can only redeem an animal that you can stand on its feet. Right? Inami ain't polim kodshim lachilu v'klovin. Another reason you can't redeem it because you never are polim kodshim to feed them to dogs. Ve'afil l'man diomer polim beyond tiflo parkila. And even the manual says you are allowed to be polim kodshim to feed them to dogs. Right? You can't do it on yontif. There's nothing you can do with this animal except bury it. So therefore it's muktzah. Ela time of the kodshim. Now the Gemara is the opposite. If we're saying that it has to be talking about a behemoth kodshim because it's similar to challah, then it's a kash on mar bar ameimar. Because he said even a behemoth chulin, Rav Shimon is what's it called, argues and says that even if it wasn't dying, what's it called, erev yontif is mutter. So why is our Mishnah Dafka talking about behemoth kodshim? Right. Must be that it's not like Rav Shimon. Even the deka masnisla misnaya dumya dechala al korchach shamina mina the dafka bekotchim nakar uparchina al the time of the kotchim bitmiyah the chulin shari leklavim lo mitzra mishum mukta hanich lemar beredner Yosef ikal amemer masnisin the daikal ashamina chulin shari Rav Shimon he delesli mukta. Right, you could say that our Mishnah, what's it called, is talking about dafka kotchim because it goes like Rav Shimon. And a behemoth chulin would not be muktzah. Only behemoth kodshim is muktzah. El lamar b'rei d'ameimar money lor Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Shimon. According to mar b'ameimar, our Mishnah doesn't go like anybody. Because both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what's it called, would hold that behemoth chulin, right, doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda because he would hold even chulin is awesome. And it doesn't go like Rabbi Shimon because he also would hold chulin is awesome. Where it says, Hachmai Eskinim Musukenes, La'ola Rav Shimoni, goes like Rav Shimon. And he holds a Musukenes by Chulin is Mutter. That everybody holds. Musukenes by Chulin, Rav Shimon holds his Mutter. Umasnis and Musukenes, the Shari Rav Shimon, Bo, the Omer Mechat, in a Sadluyim. Right? And the Mishnah is the Musukenes, the Rav Shimon is Mater, right, who says you're allowed to cut up an Avela. Hilkach time of the kodshim lo yisuzenu ha bechulin shar. Therefore, we have to say that our Mishnah is talking by kodshim and not chulin. Because if it would be chulin, Rav Shimon would hold its mutter, and it's going like Rav Shimon, and has to be talking by kodshim. That's why it's awesome. Okay. Ein nimnim ala behema lechatchil biyantif. And the talk of the Ksinsa Gemara in the end sets up the Mishnah like Rav Shimon. Right? So the halach is like Rav Shimon. That we hold like Rav Shimon, that these kinds of muktzah don't exist. Ein nimnin ala behema lechatchila biyantif, aval nimnin ala me'erev yantif, shoftin mechalkin b'neihem. You can't buy an animal on yantif lechatchila, right, and split it up, they used to split up animals, and then the shochet would shecht it, and each person got their part. So you can't make the business deal on yantif, of splitting up the animal. That's how the Gemara explains ein nimnin. Aval nimnin oleh me'erev yantif, but you can make the business deal erev yantif, v'shochtin mechalkin b'neihem. And on yantif you can shecht it and split up the meat. Rashi, ein nimnin b'gmor forish ma'i. Gmor explains what exactly nimnin means, right? Aval shochet hu hatabach v'lo psak domim, pisuk domim, the shochet shechts it. You don't delineate who gets how much of the animal money-wise. Right, I'm taking $10 worth, you're taking $20 worth, or whatever. Because that's Mekach u'Memkar. U'Mechalkin also, b'neihem, u'lamachar yitzuk lem domeho. They split it up without mentioning a price, and the next day, they come to an agreement on the price. My ein nimnim. What does that mean? You can't split up the. You can't be counted on the animal on yontif. You have to do it before yontif. What aren't you allowed to do? Omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel ein poskim domin lechatzil al behema biyontif. You can't take an animal and say, okay, we're splitting this up. The animal costs $500. You'll get $100 worth. I'll get $100 worth, and the next guy will get $50 worth or whatever. So hechi yovit. So what do you do? You want to get in partnership on an animal and shecht it on yontif. How do you divide it up? Omer Rav, maybe shtei behemos, umamid in zu etzel zu, v'omer zu kezu. What the butcher does is the following. He takes another animal that's similar to this one, and he says, look, you see that these two animals are similar. So today we're going to shecht this one and divide it up without any problem. Tomorrow we're going to take the live animal and see who got what, and then put a price on it, and you'll pay me what the live animal's parts were, because we're not going to remember what each one ate. But now you'll remember, I took the leg, this one took this, and then we'll see on the live animal what the price is. So he won't set the price till tomorrow. We'll split it up today, just stop. Tanya nami hachi, lo yomar adon lechaveiro, hareini imcha b'sela, hareini imcha b'shtayim. Person shouldn't mention money, shouldn't mention a price. Aval omer lo hareini imcha l'mechtzo l'shishur via. He can mention a fraction. I'll take a third, you take a quarter, but not what the price of it is. And the next day we'll determine the price. How are we going to know? We'll take the living animal and we'll see what a third of it was worth or whatever, and then we'll figure out the price. Rashi, ein poskim domi. The same thing, you're allowed to go into a store, somebody that you know, trust you, that will trust you till after without any writing or whatever, and buy something in the store without saying a price, and then the next day after yontif, you pay for it and you come to the price. Ein poskim domi. The mekach u'memker b'shavas yontif aser. It's also to do mekach u'memker on Shabbos and Yontif. It's a shvus, pashas, because you may come to right. Hechi ovid, diktoni shochet hu, mechalkin beinayim. Hechi ovid, shiyedu lemocher, kamo hoysa shova, lipsot damel. How in the world are you going to come to the price the next day if everything's eaten up? Maybe lohem be Yontif, shtei behemo, shovos. They bring two animals that are similar. The yomer ru'u zekezu. And he says, look, these two animals are similar. So you're going to eat this one. Tomorrow we'll make the price on the living one. They can't say, what's it called, come and join the partnership, you take $50 worth, I'll take that. You can't mention a price. But you can mention a fraction. That you can do. Okay.